Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. This is the 2007 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Monday afternoon, July the 2nd, 2007. Dr. William Knoll is the speaker of this service, teaching on Conditions for Deliverance. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Soothsayer, cover or cloud over, to act secretly, to practice magic. He's called us observer of times, a soothsayer. Interprets omens, to prognosticate, to tell, to whisper a magic spell. And then over here it says an enchanter. So this is the King James Version, it's the New King James Version. As a sorcerer, means to whisper a magic spell, to enchant magic, over here it's a witch. Now these two terms are used interchangeably in the King James Bible. Okay? Conjure spells, that's to whisper or mumble a spell or a charm. Now there's another Hebrew word that goes before that. And I found it quite by accident, and I won't broach it today. But there's another word that goes with that. Median, to request, to demand. Request, to demand, or to ask, or inquire of familiar spirits. You do a median or a consulter with familiar spirits. That should be with. Spiritualist, one, a knowing one, a conjurer, a wizard, or one who calls up the dead to follow, seek, or worship the dead. It's called a wizard or a necromancer. How many of you people know folks that pray the dead, light candles to the dead, go to the church and light a candle in front of an altar and pray to a dead person to protect them, to heal them? That's sorcery or necromancy. Jesus is alive. He's the first fruits from the dead. All them saints and Mary, they're still dead. They have not been raised from the dead. Well, Moses truly said to the fathers, and here is a relationship to New Testament believers. Moses said to the fathers, the Lord will raise up like me from your brother, and he shall hear in all things of Israel. And you shall be that every soul that will hear that prophet shall ought to be destroyed from the people. There's Peter is quoting that, and he says that prophet is Jesus Christ. Here Stephen says the same thing in Acts 7:37. Now Isaiah, some quick. Isaiah says, when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, should not the people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on the behalf of the living? Now get this, to the law and to the testimony. If he does not speak according to this word, because there's no light in it. Anytime you hear a prophecy, a prophetic word, that does not agree with the spirit and context of Scripture, it is not from God. The Holy Spirit wrote the Bible. He's God breathed. And He will not contradict Himself. And so when you hear somebody who says they are prophesying by the Spirit of God, and they give you something that is entirely contrary to Scripture, like you are supposed to divorce this, your wife, and marry this man. Can you imagine such as I've seen people follow that? And that's a ridiculous one. But there are lots of things that are. And there's a spirit of Jezebel. Praise God. And lots of them in the church. And lots of times they're the prophetess. And they're the wife of the chief elder or the chief banker that gives the biggest tithe. And the preacher doesn't want to confront them. But he's scared they'll cut the tithe off. God bless them. Look at this one. This is about astrology. You know, your horoscopes. You know 50% of the people in this country believe in the horoscopes? According to a poll published in the USA Today, and 80% of them read it every day, and 50% of them believe it. Now let your astrologers and your stargazers and your monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from what shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble, and the fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame, and it shall be as a coal to be warmed by an oil fire to sit before. Isaiah 47:13-14. Somebody asks you about horoscopes, read this to them. You can read to them about the host of heaven. They say, well, that doesn't have anything to do with horoscopes. That's horoscopes. Says astrologers. The magic arts and sexual sin are closely associated in Scripture. In Hosea 4:11-14 says, "Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel of their stocks," that's their idols, "and their staff," the divination rod, "declares it unto them. For spirit of whoredom has caused them to err, and they've gone a-whoring from under their God." So you see, idolatry, magic arts, divination, and sexual sin all rolled in there. They sacrifice upon the mountaintops and burn incense on the hills, on the oaks and the poplars and the elms, because of shatter they are this good. Therefore your daughters shall be whores and your spouses shall commit adultery. How many of you men want your daughters out whoring on the street? "I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, your spouses when they commit adultery, for they themselves separate with whores." They, that's you, have separated yourselves with whores or with a ritual harlot. They sacrifice with harlots. That's the temple priestess. "Therefore the people who do not know, understand shall fall. People who understand shall be trampled." Understand that you stay away from idolatry. You know, God considers all sexual intercourse outside of marriage idolatry. Chapter 3, verse 8. Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 5. Read it. "You shall not, and you shall remove occult things and books from your home. You shall burn their carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the gold or silver that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it, for it's an abomination to the Lord your God. Nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it and abhor it, for it is an accursed thing." You bring an idol in your house, you have doomed yourself to destruction. You burn it. In Acts 19, "And many who had believed came confessing their deeds, and many who had practiced magic arts." And these are believers. These are not unbelievers, these are believers. "And many who had believed. Also, many of those who practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they carried up the value in 50,000 pieces of silver." A piece of silver was a day's work. At $100 a day now, $50,000 would be $5 million worth of books they burned. When I burned my occult library, I thought that perhaps I should build a library to understand all this. And when God convicted me that what an abomination that was to Him, I got really... And my son had a library upstairs of mythology and other things, and I burned everything. I'd pay him $3,000 for all his books I burned. You have to be careful. You don't burn somebody else's possessions as an adult without their permission. What are charms? You know, charms are both amulets, talismans, and fetishes. That's jewelry, religious medals to dead people. You know, I used to have one of those things set in my car. I had also my key ring, you know, it was a big silver thing, had an old man with a staff called St. Christopher, and he was supposed to protect me when I went down the road. That's sorcery. Buddhas, Mexican sun gods, zodiac symbols, hexagrams, pentagrams, that is something you use in a manual. There's one of them in my book back there. It's something they use in yoga to open your mind, clears your mind. The British Taha, which is that cross with a broken cross. Jade. Well, the Chinese, the Orientals believe that if you wear jade long enough, it becomes part of your soul. I used to wear a lot of jade, and when somebody that I really cared about was leaving, I'd give them a piece of my jade, which was a piece of my soul to take with them. I repented of all that, and I called my soul back. So I put jade in there. You'll have to think about it. I don't like jade. That's my own personal prejudice, but I tell you why it's there. These symbols, the Masonic symbols, the crystals, pyramids, hexagon, The Egyptian tack, I'm sorry, that's a cross with a loop on top of it. It's to the Egyptian sex god. Occult objects like tarot cards, crystal ball, divining crystal, dashing sticks, yoga, transmitted third world art, carvings, wind chimes, book on the occult, and magic, and so forth. All those things, you need to get rid of them. Worshipping of idols is worshipping demons. What I say then, an idol is anything? Or that what is offered to idols? No, rather, that the things which Gentiles sacrifice are sacrificed to demons, and not to God. I don't want you to have fellowship with demons. So when you go burn that candle before the statue of some saint who's supposed to heal your sore throat, there's a demon in it. Portion of the law that provides the new provision. Therefore I judge that we should not trouble ourselves among the heathen who are returning to God, but we should write to them, be abstained from things polluted by idols. That's things that are offered to idols. Almost anything that comes out of the third world is dedicated to idols. All the art, all the drawings, all the pictures, all the Indian pottery, all the Indian craftsmanship from Native Americans. I'm part Indian, so don't think I'm being prejudiced. Somebody once told me I was prejudiced against Indian. I said, I am not. I am part Indian. More Indian than most. I was a physician for the Public Health Department and Standing Rock Reservation. I told them that I was an 8th Choctaw Indian, and they looked at me and laughed. And they said, "White man, who are you trying to kid? You ain't got no Indian blood in you." Well, I got all the German looks, but my sister looks like that nurse right over there. She got the long Apache hair and so forth. The high cheekbones. Okay. God says that you should write them from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, that's pineal, from things strangling, from blood. If you do those things, you come under the curse of the law. There are the other two in verse 28 and Acts 21:35. There's three places. And they say pretty much the same thing. Involvement in sexual sin. Now let's look at it this way. I'm going to stop him. We're told to flee idolatry and flee sexual sin. In 1 Corinthians, beloved, I tell you to flee idolatry and flee sexual sin. Thessalonians says that you should know how to possess your own vessel, that's your own body, in sanctification and honor. Left out the first one. It is the will of God, in verse 3, said, it is the will of God, your sanctification. The will of God. That's what the Bible says. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification, honor, not in the passion of lust like the heathen who don't know God. And no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this manner. For the Lord is avenger of all such, as we've warfarin and testified. For God didn't call us to uncleanness, but holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this doesn't reject man, but God, who's given us his Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, people, you need to stay away from sexual immorality. Stay away from pornography. Stay away from lust. Flee. Some years ago, I had a spiritual warfare thing that lasted, we met 2 to 3 times a week, depending. Lasted for 25 years, and this young single mother came in, and she wanted deliverance. And she said, she found out I ate all my meals at the hospital. I was separated from my wife, and I ate 3 meals a day at the hospital. I said, I won't be a slave to the kitchen, and I just ate at the hospital, and the dietitian was a good friend of mine, and the cook was one of my children I raised, and he was very good to me, and he cooked for me. He took good care of me. I couldn't complain. And she said, it's been, how long has it been since you had a home cooked meal? I said, oh, 3 or 4 years. And she said, if I cook you one, will you come? I said, sure. So the day arrived for the home cooked meal. And I, old sucker, arrived out there, and he walked in, and she met me at the door. And I didn't know that woman was that good looking. I mean, she had on a dress looked like it had been put on by a spray gun, man. And I didn't see her 3 children anywhere. And the lights were down low, and the mood music was on, and the candlelight was on the table. And I saw the champagne bucket there with the champagne bottle. And I said, "My Lord, Billy, you done got yourself in one heck of a mess. What are you going to do?" And you know, I got strangled on some mucus, and I began to cough, and I went out on one knee, and she said, "What can I do?" I said, "Give me a glass of water." And she went in the kitchen, and I ran out the front door and got in my car and drove home as fast as I fleed. I didn't trust old Billy. I didn't trust old Billy. I mean, you know, Billy. Because when your emotions get to roaring, you don't hear the Holy Spirit too well. He speaks in a soft voice. Your emotions and your passions and your desires and your lust and roar. It makes you get a drink of alcohol in you. And I called that lady and told her I had a sudden attack of diarrhea and I had to go my life. I did ask God to forgive me. She didn't come back. I think she understood. She didn't come back to the Bible study. And there was another time. This young girl said, "Would I pray through her house?" She bought a new house. And she wanted me to come by and exercise it. I said, "Sure." And so on my way over, I stopped and picked up Tom and Carol. And we drove over. And we stopped. And we went in, we knocked on the door, and she opened the door, and she had on this halter top that it didn't cover much, and everything sort of hanging out, and she had this look like a bikini bottom on her, you know, and she looked, and I just stepped back and let Carol walk in, and Carol gave her this. And then Carol and Tom walked in, I walked in, and we walked into the living room, and back through the dining room, into the kitchen, to the bathroom, into the two bedrooms, and back out into the living room, back out the front door. That exorcism took about 5 minutes. We got out in the front yard, and Carol said, "I think she had more in mind, Doc." I said, "That's the reason I had you with me. Thank you for coming. Let's leave here quickly." And I say, you know, if you ain't got a wife, then you ought to have a couple to go along with you, because a trap for doctors and preachers is sexual immorality. And I never go any place, and I try not to ever lay hands on a woman other than on her head. And I have lots of good helpers around here who will lay hands there elsewhere. Glenn Worley used to say that he didn't want men even ministering to women. And there's some sense in that. And he said that that ministry shouldn't look like a caressing match. And I agree with that. That men should be very careful when they minister to women. Because it is seductive and the enemy can come in and seduce you. Men who minister exclusively to women, a suspect. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And so, I talked about conditions for deliverance. Conditions for deliverance is to honestly want to be free, to glorify God, to be obedient to God, to bear fruit to Him, that His name will be glorified. That's your reason. And your fruit should be love, peace, and joy, kindness, goodness, and long-suffering, faithfulness, temperance, self-control. You need to, those should be your goal. And when you get deliverance, you need to walk away from the world. Turn your back on the world. You don't go back into the bar where you've been delivered out of to share. God will send someone in there. Maybe in 5 years you can go back into the bar, 10. But you need to get strong. God will give you another ministry. You can pray for your friends, but you don't go back in there because it is seductive. And your foot will slip. The enemy will suck you in the name of Jesus. So let's all stand up. Now, you've all been sitting a long time. I've talked far longer than I really intended to. And said that the mind can only absorb what the fanny can endure. I want everybody to get up and hold up their hands and praise God and jump up and down a little bit and get the blood moving out of their legs and their feet and out of their fanny and back up to their brain in the name of Jesus. And then we're going to pray a little bit and we're going to cast out demons in the name of Jesus. We're going to have a mass deliverance service. In a mass deliverance service, we call out demons. And I say to you, a demon is a spirit. A spirit is air. And it comes out the breathing passages generally. It comes out of your nose. It comes out of your mouth. It comes out of other orifices also that are not real polite. But sometimes it happens that way. That's okay. We don't mind. It doesn't come out of your ears. Sometimes it just comes out. And so it says that believers will expel demons. And so you expel that bug out of you. And if you feel a scream coming, you let it go. Don't suppress it. Because you're holding your demon in. You worried about your dignity? Don't worry about your dignity. You get it back after it's over. You got to choose between your dignity and your demons. Let your dignity go. You can get it back. Get rid of them demons. Now you want to hold on to your dignity, you hold on to your demons. So you let what happened happen. Not asking for manifestations, but if something happens, it happens. We got people who know how to take care of it. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, let your spirit come down now. Say, dear Lord.
I believe
Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. He was manifested in the flesh. He died on the cross for my sin. Was raised from the dead for my justification. Ascended to heaven. Sits on the right hand of the Father. Ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. I have been adopted. I am a child of the living God. God has sent the Spirit of His Son into my heart, crying, Abba, Daddy, Father, Lord Jesus, touch me. Set me free. Lord, I confess to you the sins of my fathers and my sin, Lord. Your word says, if we confess our sin, accept our guilt. And I'm guilty, Lord, that you will heal our land. Heal me, Lord Jesus. Oh God, I break the curse of idolatry. Of whoredom, of poverty, of vagabond, returning evil for good, the curse of the false covering, curse of stubbornness, rebellion, iniquity, in the name of Jesus. Lord, set me free. I bind these things. I break the curses. I command them to leave me now. For it is written in Joel 2:32, anyone calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Lord, I forgive anybody who's ever hurt me, wounded me, used me, stole from me, in any way have offended me. I forgive, Lord. I ask you to bless them. Lord, if I've offended others, I ask you to forgive me, Lord, and show me what I should do. I am willing to make restitution, Lord, if you say so. Lord, break the curse over me in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, I confess my sexual sin, Lord. I've lusted after things I shouldn't have. Forgive me, Lord. I break all ungodly soul ties to anyone I've ever had sex with or lusted after outside of matrimony. Forgive me, Lord, for any unnatural sex, any dysfunctional sex. I break the curse. In the name of Jesus. And I turn from it. In Jesus' name. I bind these spirits. I command them to leave me now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess. So, the sins of the occult. the Ouija boards, the tea leaves, the horoscopes, all of the divination devices, water witching, crystal balls, in the name of Jesus, clairvoyance, second sight, psychometrics, in the name of Jesus, I renounce them. I ask forgiveness, Lord. Break the curse on me and my children forever. I command these things to leave me now. I break the curse. I command it to go, as it is written in Joel 2:32. Anyone calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Leave me now. In Jesus' name. Everybody take a deep breath. Let them go. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose. Everybody breathe them out. Push, cough them out now. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, turn them loose now. Foul spirits, I bind you and I break your power. Everybody have a seat now. Put both feet squarely on the floor. Remember when you were a little child? If you crossed your fingers, you didn't have to tell the truth, you know? I had my fingers crossed. I didn't really mean that. That's a witchcraft sign. The devil sees you got your knees crossed. He said, well, she don't really mean that. She got her knees crossed. She got her arms crossed. She got her fingers crossed. She don't mean I have to do it. I have to obey her. He'll use any kind of legal trick he can to stay in you. So you just put both feet on the floor, and I'm going to call out some spirits. And you push that thing out. You say, if you and me, you come out in the name of Jesus. I push, don't pray in tongues. There's a time to pray in tongues. That's when we're through. When you pray in tongues now during deliverance, it'll hold the demons in. And so when you pray in tongues, when we get through and praise God. But right now, you just push them boogers out in the name of Jesus. It's like having a baby. You got to work at it. In the name of Jesus. Now, you men ain't never had no babies, but fortunately now they let the men see their wives work to have that baby. They work right like that one works harder that day than you're going to work all year. In the name of Jesus. And so you work, you push those demons out. In the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of rejection over the name of Jesus. These are not rejected people. These are God's people. They have been accepted in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace, whereby they've been made accepted in the Beloved. Come out, rejection. Let them go. All the rejection. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus. Be gone. All rejection. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you and I bless you and I glorify you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, turn God's people loose. Turn them loose. Come out. All rejection. I speak to fear. Fear of not being good enough. Fear. God didn't give them a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Come out. All spirits of fear. Fear. Come out. Fear, come out. Fear of not being good enough. Grasshopper spirits. All grasshopper spirits. All spirits of the grasshopper. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, grasshopper spirits. In the name of Jesus. Insecure spirits. In the name of Jesus. Come out, all fantasy spirits. Spirits of fantasy. Come out. Out, fantasy. Fantasy, I'm going to the world for love. They've turned me away. Nobody loves me. The world will love me. Come out. I'm going to create my own world where everybody will love me. Come out. Fantasy, come out, fantasy in the name of Jesus. All idolatrous fantasy, come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Let them go. Come out. All fantasy, 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 greed, come out. Greed, come out. Spirit of greed, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All daydreaming, come out. All fantasy, all daydreaming. All, come out. All air castles, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out! Out! All you air castles, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can't live in fantasy anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break your power. Let them go in the name of Jesus. All fantasy, come out. Come out. Pornography, come out. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. The lust of the eye, lust of the eye, what is seen. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All the lust of the eye, lusting after women, lusting after men, lusting after automobiles, lusting after houses, jewelry, fine clothes. Come out. Come out. Lusting after a good job, lusting after money. All this lust. Come out. Lust. Lust of the eye. The pride of life. Come out. Pride. I'm a big person. I'm gonna be a big person. I'm gonna be the boss. I'm gonna tell everybody else what to do. Come out. I'm gonna have a big time. I'm gonna have big money. I'm gonna have a big house. Out in the name of Jesus. I'm gonna be important. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out, 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 out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the flesh. I bind gluttony. Gluttony, I speak to you. Lust of the flesh. Come out. Come out, you lust of the flesh. Come out. Oh, fear of starvation. Fear of starvation. I bind you and I break your power. Fear of starving to death. Come out. I'm going to eat now so I won't starve to death. Come out in the name of Jesus. Lust of the flesh. Come on out. I like it, so I'm going to eat it. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I like fast foods. I like grease. I like sugar. Come out. All sugar spirits. Bondage to sugar, bondage to grease, come out. Bondage to grease, bondage to sugar, bondage to cookies, come out. Bondage to cake, bondage to ice cream, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go, let them go. Bondage to fried foods, come out. Come out, bondage to fine steaks, come out. Out, out, bondage to pork chops, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Bondage to grease, bondage to pork, come out. All pork eaters, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Let them go. Bondage to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Come out in the name of Jesus. Bondage to McDonald's. Come out. 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 All you lust of the flesh. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go. Narcissistic spirits. I bind the spirits of narcissism. Me, myself, and I bind all the spirits of narcissism. Me, myself, and I, important me, narcissistic spirits. I bind you, narcissistic spirits. Spirits of mania. Come out, you narcissistic spirits of mania. I bind you. Come out, megalomania. Come out in the name of Jesus. Megalomania. Come out, miniomania in the name of Jesus. Mania. Come out in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Out. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of terror and depression in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of terror and panic attacks. All spirits of fear and terror and panic attacks. Come out, panic attacks. I bind the spirit of panic attacks. All panic attacks. Come out. Come out, panic attacks. You can't torment them anymore. Come on out. Hyperventilation syndrome. Panic attacks. I bind you and I break your power. Fast heart space. Come on out. Smothering to death feelings. Come out. Smothering to death. High blood pressure. Come out. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go, all of you. All of you. All you fear. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All terror. 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 Come out. Anxiety in the heart brings depression. Heaviness. I speak to you, heaviness. I break the power of heaviness and I command it to go. Heaviness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaviness, out, out. All self-accusation spirits, come out. All self-accusation, come out in the name of Jesus. I'm not good enough. I'll never be good enough. I'll always be a failure. Come out, all you self-accusation spirits. You spirits of self-accusation, come out. You spirits of confession, come out. You spirits of legalism, come out. Legalistic spirits, come out. Legalism, you'll never be good enough for God. You never will be able to keep the law. You never will be good enough. You will have always failed. Come out, all you legalism, come out. All the spirits of extreme legalism, come out. They come in the Baptist church, come in the Lutheran church, come in the Episcopal church, come in the Methodist church, come in the Catholic church. Come out, come out, come out. Come in the Mormon church, the Mennonite church. Out! Come in the Amish church. Out! Come out, you legalism, you ironclad legalism of condemnation and self-condemnation. Let them go. Condemnation, I'm speaking to you. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to come out. Come out. I break the curse of abortion. I break the curse of abortion.
In the name of Jesus, all those who had an abortion, I break the curse. That have confessed the sin and turned from it, I break the curse in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of hatred for children. Not being able to get close to your children. Something separating you from your children. In the name of Jesus, not being able to minister to your children, not being able to breastfeed your children, not being able to love your children, I break the curse. I break the curse of murder. If I just twist his head, I'll break his neck, then I won't have to take care of him. In the name of Jesus, I break the demon that, I bind the demon, that demon, that murderous demon that puts those thoughts in the minds of mothers. In the name of Jesus Christ, it brings them under guilt and condemnation in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of abortion in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. All you abortion curses, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Everybody cough. I want everybody in this room to cough. Cough! Cough! Come out! Cough in the name of Jesus. All you abortion spirits, you come out now. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come down to the family line, to the third and the fourth generation. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. I break your power. I break the curse of rejection through adoption in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse of rejection through adoption in the name of Jesus Christ. It's come down through the third and the fourth generation. I bind it. I break it. I command it to go. I come against that spirit, perverse spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. That spirit of perversion in the name of Jesus. Come out, you perverse devils. All you perverse devils, I bind you and I break your power and command you out. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you, come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I come against the paranoid spirits, the spirits of paranoia. Paranoia, I bind you. Let them go. Let them go. You can't accuse them anymore. Jealousy, envy, come out. Jealousy, envy, paranoia. I bind you and I break your power. Folks are against me. They're all against me. They're against me. They're plotting against me in the name of Jesus. Other folks got it in for me. Come out, you paranoid spirit. You spirits of persecution, I bind you. Let them go. You spirits of persecution, come out. Persecution spirits, I bind you. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I come against fear of pride. Pride, I break your power, you haughty devil. I bind you. I bind you. They were proud. They rebelled. They would not heal the word of God. They wanted to go back into bondage. So I bind the rebellious spirit that would take you back into bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. Rebellion, I bind you in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. I bind all the Jezebel spirits, all the false anointing spirits, all the idolatry spirits in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power. You let them go. Let them go. Let God's people go in the name of Jesus Christ. All you Jezebel, tinker! I'm speaking to you, tinker! I'm speaking to you, Diana. I'm speaking to you, Aphrodite. I'm speaking to you, Diana. I bind you all. Celebi, Iris, come out. Come out. Tamaris, come out. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Your name is Jezebel. And I bind you, Jezebel. Come out of God's people, you false anointing. I break your power. Come out of all these men, Jezebel. Come out. All you men, cough. Push that spirit of Jezebel out. Cough and push him out. Push out, I push her out in the name of Jesus. Come out, all you men, you say that's a woman's spirit. No, it's not a woman's spirit. It's a spirit of rebellion, a spirit of false anointing. Come out, every one of you men, cough and push that Jezebel out of you in the name of Jesus Christ. That spirit of trying to control other people, trying to manipulate other people, trying to make them bend them to your will. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out, out, out in the name of Jesus. I break its power. Come out. Let her go. Let him go. Let him go. I bind the spirit of the Mormons in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of martial arts. Martial arts, I'm speaking to you. Kanilima. Shishka. Shishka. Kamilima. Tusha. Toshima. I bind you. I command you to leave God's people now. Come out, all you martial arts spirits. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go. All you martial arts spirits. Hung Shi. Hong Shi, I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Tosha, come out. All of you martial art. All of you Chinese spirits. Come out. All you Chinese witchcraft. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, Chinese witchcraft. Come out, Japanese witchcraft. Come out, Korean witchcraft. I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Indian witchcraft, I speak to you. Peyote bird, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. The Thunderbird, come out, Thunderbird. Peyote bird, come out. Hushabutua, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I command you to leave God's people now in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Come against the spirit of stubbornness. Stubborn spirits. Stubborn spirits is idolatry. Come out, idolatrous spirits, stubborn spirits. Come out, all you stubborn spirits. I break the curse of sickness and poverty and poor health. Come out. Destruction, slavery, bondage. Come out. All you idolatry spirits, all you spirits have come in from idolatry. Come out from being stubborn. Stubborn spirits won't hear the word of God. Go do it my way. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power. All you pecking spirits, I'm going to argue till I get my way. I'm going to peck at them until they give in. I'm going to wear them down. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out! 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 All you witchcraft. Come out. All you stubborn witchcraft devils. I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against the spirits of learning disability. Come against all the spirits of learning disability. I call back your soul now. I bind the spirits of dyslexia, attention deficit disorder, loss of memory, inability to learn, inability to remember, inability to retain, inability to read and comprehend. I bind those demons. I bind them right now. And I call back their soul. I call back all their soul that they can learn. In the name of Jesus, they can learn. We break the curse. Break the curse. They can pass the examinations. In the name of Jesus, they can get licensed. They can get licensed. Come out, all of you. Come out. They can get a better job. Come out. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord Jesus Christ says go. The Lord Jesus Christ says rebukes you. The Lord rebuke you. He bans you. He says, come out of my people. Come out. Come out. The time of deliverance is here. Be gone in Jesus' name. All of you, be gone. Lead God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. I call back all their soul. I break the curse of the Masons and the Eastern Star and all other occult organizations, the Rosicrucians. I break the curse. And I call out learning disabilities in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I release into them, Lord. I call the angels to bring back the soul that was stolen. I speak restoration of their soul. You said you would lead them beside green pastures and still waters and restore their soul. Restore, Lord God, their mind, their will, their emotions, and their intellect in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak healing and restoration to them now in the name of Jesus. We break the power of it. Now come against infirmity spirits. Come against all the infirmity spirits of the mind. I bind the spirit of Parkinsonism. I bind the spirits of stroke. In the name of Jesus. Stroke. Encephalomalacia. In the name of Jesus Christ. Encephalitis. I bind and break its power in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of Parkinsonism. In the name of Jesus. Alzheimer's disease. Come out. We bind you and we break your power. Command you to be gone. Come against the spirit of deafness. Deaf spirits. Deaf spirits, come out. Come out. Come against the spirit of Kabbalah. I break the curse of Kabbalah. I break the curse of Kabbalah. Kabbalah, I'm speaking to you. I break your curse in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, be gone out of that child. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go in the name of Jesus. Let her go in the name of Jesus. Let her go. And you may break her power in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak healing to this child of God. God, restore what the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm have stolen in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I bless those witches in the name of Jesus Christ. You bless them, Lord God. You know how to bless them? You bless them, Lord. You said, I will bless them. I will bless them with famine. I will bless them with a sword. I will bless them with pestilence. Lord, you bless them any way you want to. But I'd like for you to bless them with salvation, Lord God, and touch them and be merciful to them. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, touch them. But then for the grace of God, go out. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord God. Lord, we come against the spirits of cataracts in the name of Jesus. We bind cataracts. We bind eye trouble. We add cataracts in the name of Jesus. We bind conjunctivitis and cataracts and urethritis in the name of Jesus. Conjunctivitis. Go, eye disease. Go, ear disease. Go, vertigo. Go, Meniere's disease, go, deafness, go, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all you ear diseases, go, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. Thyroid problems, we bind Hashimoto's disease, we bind low thyroid, high thyroid, no thyroid. We command it to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, thyroid problems, go, thyroid problems, sore throat problems. Sinusitis problems, allergy problems, we bind you and we command you to leave. Gingivitis, go. All you gingivitis, go. Gum infections, go. Pyrrhea, go. Root canals, go. I bind carious teeth in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you to fill their teeth now, Lord. Put gold caps on their teeth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Put gold caps on them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, arrest any witches, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I call down the power of fire and destruction on the witches in this place. In the name of Jesus, anyone who would come in here to try to harm God's people, in the name of Jesus, I call the arresting power of the Holy Spirit upon them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I bind the spirits of pneumonia now, Lord, and bronchitis, and bronchiectasis, and asthma, and bronchospastic airway disease in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing to them. I speak healing to lung diseases, to pneumonia, to scarring, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing to the hearts. I speak to the heart. I bind fear in the name of Jesus Christ. It says that in the last days, fear will cause men's hearts to fail. I bind heart failure in the name of Jesus and command fear to be gone. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to them now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing to the hearts in the name of Jesus. Strength to the hearts in the name of Jesus. Strength, Lord, in the hearts in the name of Jesus. I bind high blood pressure. I bind heart attacks. I bind strokes. And I speak healing. I speak healing to God's hearts in the name of Jesus. And I say, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. All heart disease. All heart disease. All high blood pressure. All arthritis in the name of Jesus. All claudication in the name of Jesus. All poor circulation. I say, be healed in Jesus' name. I bind diabetes in the name of Jesus Christ. All peripheral nerve disease, I bind it. All burning in the extremities, I command it to be gone. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to God's people. I bind the stomach trouble. I bind gastroesophageal reflux in the name of Jesus. Come out, gastroesophageal reflux. Come out, duodenal ulcers. Come out, burning in the stomach. Come out, duodenal ulcers. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All colitis, enteritis, come out. All prostatism, I bind prostatism in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, prostate, you shrink. I bind prostatic cancer. I say, I curse you to your roots in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind cystitis in the name of Jesus Christ. Urethritis in the name of Jesus. Vaginitis. Opengitis, salpingitis, in the name of Jesus. Overitis, in the name of Jesus. I command them to go. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go. I bind AIDS. All sexually transmitted diseases. human papillomavirus. I bind you all. I break your power. I curse you to your roots and I command you to be gone. In the name of Jesus, I bind barrenness. I bind barrenness now. I bind barrenness and impotence in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind anorexia in the name of Jesus. All dysfunctional sex. I break its power. I bind anorexia, dysfunctional sex in the name of Jesus Christ. I break its power. I bind impotence in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind it and I command it to be gone. And I speak healing and restoration in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you and I praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. God, let your spirit flow now in the name of Jesus Christ. Reach down and touch your people. I bind diabetes. I bind lupus erythematosus. I bind rheumatoid arthritis. I bind all isoimmune diseases. I break their power in the name of Jesus Christ. I command them to be gone. I say, body, you line up with the Word of God. The Word of God says they have been healed by His stripes. They have been healed. All you foul spirits, I command you to leave now. Leave quietly. All God's folks said,
amen.
Stand up. Oh God, let your spirit flow now, now Lord. Everybody put up their hands and praise God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Oh God, let your spirit come down now, Lord God. Oh God, let your spirit flow. We praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. For great is your name, Lord God. Oh God. Lord, send the war angels now and gather up all the loose demons that are around here that hadn't been bound up. Bind them in chains and haul them off wherever you want them. Take them to the pit, Lord God. They ain't got no business around here. They're trespassing. We bind them up and command them to be gone. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing and restoration to God's people. We speak the shalom of God. Shalom. Health. Wholeness. Fullness. Serenity. In the name of Jesus. Deliverance. In Jesus' name. Lord, bless the food now. Bless those that fixed it, Lord, and those who are going to eat it. We thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, and all God's people said, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.